Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us to the Proverbs, and over in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 7, we read, "Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler?" And then when you skip down to chapter 29, verse 4, it says, "By justice, a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down." Proverbs usually uses the terms kings and rulers as if they were case studies in power. The principles apply truly across all forms of leadership, whether you're leading a small group, whether you're leading a ball team, whether you're leading a tennis team, or parenting, or whether you're leading employees. The mark of a truly wise, heaven-sent wise leader is evident through this one perspective, the strength of that person's character. In chapter 17, verse 7, as we read it a minute ago, it speaks of lying lips on a ruler as profoundly bad. But sadly, haven't we recognized that it's not really rare? We find that this is a problem across America, the issue of character. Every time an election rolls around, we read somebody's written a book on the case for character or character matters. Chapter 29, verse 4 gives us a perspective that says that rulers need not be greedy or corrupt and open to bribes, that leadership can and should make use of formal legal obligations, meaning you do the right thing, say the right thing, and you do it for the right reason. That leadership is something that carries with it a burden, if you will, to be responsible and decent and honest and upright. That you're required to grant authority to many who have the power to penalize you legally or financially if you do not follow the direction. But the most powerful leaders are those whom people trust so much that they want to follow them. Over in the New Testament, the story rings true over and over again that church leaders are not to, quote, lord it over those entrusted to you, but be examples. You know, we can have trustworthy character and not have the gifts or the skills to be a strong leader, as we can see, but the reverse is not true. You cannot be a real leader without character. That we can all see, and we can see clearly. That we can respect, and therefore we can trust. But you know, we've learned that trust comes in two forms. It comes in character, and it comes in competency. We don't truly trust unless we trust somebody's competency, that they know what to do. And we don't truly trust unless we trust someone's character, that they do what they say and they are who they claim to be. When you think of the greatest leaders you've ever known, how has character been important to their effectiveness? When I read through the Proverbs and I read the constant theme that we need to discover wisdom, I become aware that it is impossible for me to be a leader of character without receiving heaven-sent wisdom. So today, my encouragement to you on this weekday podcast would be that we would be a people that every day request wisdom so that we might lead with character, that we might request heaven-sent wisdom so that we might lead in the form of heaven-sent leadership. Today, my friend, let your prayer be that God, my desire is that I might have honesty and wisdom, skill and virtue in all of my actions, that my work might be a blessing to many, and that you might bless me richly. Lord, give me the strength to display your character, knowing that I cannot count on mine and mine alone. My friend, I'm so grateful that you joined me for today's weekday podcast, and trust that you'll take the Proverbs to heart and seek heaven-sent wisdom. And as you do, you'll be able to receive heaven-sent guidance to lead well, regardless of what you lead. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.